Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
I'm ready for consequences. I am ready for consequences.
Yep, I agree.
It's game one. I'm ready for consequences. Yep. 2:30, my season kicks off.
My season starts tomorrow, but I feel you.
Okay. No, check. No,
we can start it somewhere.
It starts yeah. At 2:30 today.
I'm not
2:30. I got expectations now. Texas Tech is not as good as Arkansas. They're gonna be tough or not.
Today's gonna be a harder game than yesterday.
We're doing grades today or what? Come on! 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. I want consequences and repercussions.
I do want consequences and repercussions. We can talk about that today. I do not love playing Texas.
Fabio,
Tech.
It's time to help out.
No, it's time to put him in the game.
It's time to help out.
Listen, now you're dipping into my stuff because I was ready to come
JJ,
in here today.
JJ, you cannot let him have that dunk.
JJ starts today.
He cannot have that dunk, JJ. You cannot do that. You cut off that baseline.
Start fast.
Started running his mouth.
Oh, listen. Black punked him pretty good
Mike
last
James,
night. Yeah.
It's up to you to go take the fight to Black.
Yeah.
Dude, you're the dude for that job. You're the dude for that job. Hey, y'all, let me get him. Hey, y'all, let me get him.
This is a serious show. We're doing total cold open.
Who?
I don't want no sound. I don't want anything.
Right. Who is my... Hey, I got him. JJ, that could be you.
That was disappointing yesterday. When Black was going off and was trash-talking the team.
Yes.
Love that kid, by the way. Love
yes.
his game.
Who cares?
He was trash-talking the team.
The enemy.
Going off on us. There is no one stepped up to take that fight. Mike James kind of mouthed back, but then Mike James ended up, what did he end up with? 2 points? 3 points?
If that.
Yeah.
Man, I could not believe the stat sheet, Steve, when I actually got to the end of the game.
Stat sheet hurt my soul.
When we do grades. Nikki, do we have somebody on the phone? Dez, thanks for joining us on 93.9.
Just go right into it.
Fire away.
Marcus, Steve, what can I say, man? I had hope when we got down to what, six? What did we get into? Did we get down to like six? Right?
Yeah, that's the problem. Point? That's
yeah,
exactly the problem.
It's like I was getting hyped, and all of a sudden it's like Ellis was dribbling, doing too much, and then like he wouldn't pass the ball, and then like nobody wasn't really doing that. It was like standing still, not really doing anything. It's, I don't know. It just then they, Arkansas, Arkansas, and it was all over. all I got to say is, I mean, I still love my team, and go Cards. Appreciate y'all letting me take the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Dez, I appreciate that call. The problem is, you gave us something to believe in.
That's what disappointed me so bad yesterday.
And that's why I'm okay with people being spicy today. Because you gave me 30 minutes to believe in.
Yeah, you showed me for 30 minutes y'all are capable of playing. That last 10 was totally unacceptable. It turned into a dunk line. Like, that can't happen.
It's not on the offensive. Listen. The way you turned the ball over and stared at the ref and laid on the ground and didn't chase to get back on defense, you were looking for somebody to blame.
Yeah.
You. It was going to be the ref's fault. It was going to be the coach's fault. I mean, listen, I talked about it last night.
Yeah.
You've had three coaches come through here. You've been coached by, you know, multiple. Listen, every time it goes bad, we pat you on the back and we say, oh, well, when Kenny Payne gets here, it'll be better. When Chris Mack gets back, it'll be better. When something happens, it'll be better. Yeah. It's like, no. That game you told on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You told on yourself. I watched other basketball players challenge your ego, challenge your confidence.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you're inside the arena, you're inside the lines. That had nothing to do with anything outside the lines.
Not at all.
That was in between the lines. They took it to you. They were more resilient than you.
You said it right. Arkansas physically challenged you to your face.
Yep.
Like, I mean, and...
Yeah, JJ, you don't look away from that kid. You do not look away from that kid after that and one. He stepped right to your face and said, what the F is wrong with you, boy?
Yeah. That was what he said.
Yep, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah. That just... I'm sorry. Yeah, that cannot happen.
Yeah, no. There's nothing. There is no magic elixir. We can run more. We can do more jump stop drills. We can do more ball possession toughness drills. We can do more finishing through contact drills. But until you,
hey, we can stick with you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut in there, but we can stick with you. As a fan base through the play.
Okay? Yeah.
We know what this year is.
Yeah.
We understand that. For 25 minutes last night, 30 minutes or so, like, we can stick with you, okay, through, all right, this is the effort we need. Okay, y'all are learning. Kenny Payne's learning. Yeah. Everybody's learning. We're doing this. We're building. Understand. We understand we're not going to no tournament this year.
Aggressive mistake.
That's fine.
Oh, be careful.
But what we can't.
Turn around.
Yeah, well. Well, what we can't. Is that.
Yep.
What we can't is we at Louisville don't watch players get punked.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
You are handcuffing our coaching staff with that, you know, with that lack of passion, lack of explosion.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a coach beg for something inside of your heart that you have to show. Like I said, like, if I can draw a play to get you the ball under the basket, if you avoid contact, guess what we got to do? I have to explain to Steve that I just got to keep rotating people in, but I can't rotate people in because I got to get your confidence. I have to show you on film over and over again. They jump into you. You foul them. You jump away from them. They block your shot. A plus B equals C every single time. Mm-hmm. When are you going to change that routine?
Yeah.
When are you going to get lower and explode into somebody? Are you scared to hit somebody in their chin metaphorically and physically on a court?
Well, and there's different like guys on the team. Like, I'll listen to somebody who says, hey, if you want to the pendulum, Sidney Curry, if somebody says, not saying I totally agree, but if somebody says, I'm putting that a little more on Kenny Payne, I watched him play last year, I watched what he did, now I can listen to that. Somebody like Jalen Withers, I'm not listening to that. I've watched you play for three different coaches.
Yeah.
You're the exact same player. That's on you. You're just not going to change.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
So, like, there's things like that that it's like, I mean, even yesterday, like, they showed at the beginning of the game, Arkansas did. We're just gonna blank with Huntley Hatfield. We're gonna push on you. We're gonna put our knee in you. We're gonna push you out. You could see. We're gonna just fight with you, stuff like that.
Yeah, we're gonna rough
and you
up.
Know what? He could not answer. He didn't answer.
He fought on a couple early possessions.
Yeah, I agree.
And he turns around, he shoots his jump hook, misses it short, never see him again.
Done. He was done.
Never saw him again.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
So who do we have up first? Sorry about that. Janky, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. So the improvement, right? That's what I feel like I'm going to be positive first, because there were moments last night that everything looked like it was going
so
in the right
much
direction,
positive. You know? So, yes, and I'm sorry, I'm just emotional. There's so much positive to come out of it, but keep going.
Hey, me too. Don't worry. I got plenty of negative to get out in a second. But, like, the seeing Kamari get his feet underneath him,
yep,
right, and finally make that shot, and then be able to get to the bucket and get fouled, and you know, hey, listen, this is a guy we want to put the hand, and we want to put the ball in his hands to go get fouled. That dude looks like he's automatic. He's good free throw shooter.
Yep.
I mean, I'm over. Those things were awesome. When we got to the point where, you know, that pressure started coming and, you know, we're doing, you know, we make a couple turnovers, then we miss a shot, and then we had that rash where it was like the 98 dunk contest.
Right.
Like that moment, like in my brain, I think of like in distress moments, because at that point all those kids are swimming, right? They're lost. They don't know how to fix what's going on. Like, you need something familiar, and that's been kind of my only want out of anything else that is being coached right now, is we don't need to run set plays constantly, right? I don't think that's what gets these kids to grow more.
No, I get what you're saying.
You need something familiar for these young kids to go back to. Be like, all right, hey, we're going to run this right now so that you can calm yourselves and get your confidence back because you're lost.
Yep.
And just little bitty things, and then, you know, this is probably something that Coach smart guy. He'll learn stuff like that, or he'll figure out another way to find a way to stabilize it.
You know what, Jenky? So, you know what's funny? There was no 98 dunk contest. You literally picked the one year. You picked the one year the NBA didn't have the dunk contest.
The NBA didn't start until like after.
No, it was like Kobe Bryant, and then listen, in 97, 98
dunk contest. You should have saw Steve. He was actually thinking about that, if there was one.
I was wondering why your head was making those. You were like,
I don't think there was a dunk contest.
The puppy dog
in 98.
Head
but Jackie, I get your
point. But your point, yes. Totally
right.
Spot on.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, we picked the right replacement then for the 98 dunk contest.
That's a good way. That was a good save.
Appreciate the call.
That would have been a good one.
Who we got it up next? Kendra, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, I hate to say it, but to me it just looks like, you know, they're lazy. We're soft. There's not one dog out there. As you know, I'm from the South Marcus. You know, we don't have no dogs out there, none. And that play you're talking about, when that guy got up in JJ's face, look, I'm a 46-year-old mom, wife, female. Like, I even got mad. I'm like, his hair is all up in your mouth. Like, you're not going to – all you're going to do is just stand there and let his hair flop around in your face. Like, come on. You know what I mean? There's just – just too soft, man. Just too soft. They show flashes. They show flashes. But, and then it's a continuation of what they showed under Mac. So I don't know if it's I don't know what the fix is. But you got to give the coaches something to work with. You know, drawing this play up, drawing that play up. If you're not going to get out there and fight for it, you know, or act like you want to be out there, you know, I don't care who's coaching you. You got to have something for them to work with. Give them something to work with. And they show flashes of something there, but I don't know. I don't know. So I thought, you know.
I feel you, Kendra.
I just don't know.
No, actually, this call is perfect, Kendra, and you didn't even realize it. It's like, because I think that's how a lot of us are. It's like, come on, I don't know, guys. Just I can't make you fight. I don't. I can do everything else. And I'm going to be honest with you. Marcus and I got to sit in practice last week, and there was a couple shaking of the head moments from some coaches that was like, they weren't saying that, but it was saying, I don't know. Like,
you remember when I keep going back to practices, when Kenny Payne said he was surprised what they did in that second half, because they showed him nothing in practice that they would be able to do what they did in that second half against the last 1-point loss.
Yep.
So that lets me, and then I said, he said it without saying it. He said it then without saying it. He was surprised they were able to put that second half together and lose by 1 point.
Yeah.
Because they do nothing in practice. So it's all coming out. It's on those players. And he's coaching them. I get it. I know it. But he's a new coach, and he's got to cut his teeth on a group of kids that don't have any fight in them, man. I don't know. I thought Sid would be. I thought Sid would be a dog out there, but I don't. He turned. I don't know. He's a puppy, I guess. I don't know. It's just.
No, listen. We appreciate you.
The call.
I appreciate you.
Who we got up next, Nikki? Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm.
I mean, we showed some defense for what, 30 minutes?
Yes, show some good stance. I mean, go ahead. Sorry, Doc.
We did a decent job of controlling at least the defensive boards for a minute. Roosevelt Wheeler finally realized that sometimes when somebody drives to the basket, they miss their layup, so he followed a shot, which he should be doing all the time, and he got a follow-up, but nobody else was going to the offensive boards effectively. And L, I mean, he doesn't trust his teammates a bit. Jalen doesn't trust his teammates a bit. They think they got to take over the game themselves and try to do things that they thought they were capable of doing for several years now. Mm. Until they trust themselves to be able to pass, which we can't do real well. I guess we can pass gas a year and pretty well, but not the ball. we got to see somebody who's willing to set a pick and actually use the pick instead of L. You know, every time there's a high post pick for him, he backs off about 3 feet and dares somebody to come at him so he can handle the ball, and Jerry eaves it into the floor, pounding it until he decides to take off himself. I mean, there's a lot of ugly there.
Well, Doc, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you got that off your chest. Listen, let me say this right now. Before this turns into that kind of session, let me say, there was a ton of defensive possessions where they stayed down in their stance like they're supposed to. They were in guarding stance a lot. Listen, it's Arkansas. They have a good system. They run their system fast. Sometimes, like, somebody, I'm just using JJ's name because he's just on the tip, JJ has to help out on the big man, recover to the 3-point line. We had tons of possessions with good defense. We had tons of possessions where we were in the right situations to capitalize. You know, listen, our defensive rebounding was awesome. L. Ellis did a great job of coming back to the basketball.
How come that fella?
My finger legitimately slipped. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm so sorry.
But yeah.
There were a ton of possessions where we did exactly what we needed to do defensively. And here's the problem, Steve. Arkansas just believed this team would fold.
Oh, yeah. You could tell.
You could tell. Like, I'm telling you. But here's the problem. In the beginning, you could see Arkansas had some respect for these players.
Oh, yeah.
Once they saw them out there physically, it was like, okay.
Well, you saw your team physically.
Yep.
When that game tipped off, there's not going to be many games that feel that way. But I mean, when that game tipped off, you're like,
"Yeah, is this number 9 in the country, y'all? This is number 9. This is the best out there, fellas. This is the best that there is out there.
Yeah.
If that is not enough to make you want to go take a piece of them, You know?
Yeah.
Like, I know we're growing. I know we had, listen, we've just kind of made that market 30 minutes. If you can give me that 30, like, that's a good 30 minutes of hard. Like I said, it's mistakes, but you played hard you played intense. You were trying to concentrate for 30 minutes. You did not start feeling sorry for yourself until it was a little fatigue.
Yeah, because even in the first half, there was a moment where Arkansas went up double digits and was like, maybe this is it. Mm-hmm. And you fought back. Like, okay. I mean, that's what the fans have been asking for. Like, give us some fight here. And here's the thing.
Yeah, you don't turn the ball over 6 times in a row and all of them lead to dunks and nobody's back.
Yeah.
That's not.
No.
That has nothing to do with any coaching, anything but feeling sorry for yourself. I'm going to repeat that. Everybody, listen, we all saw it. We all saw it. But here, again, you did great on the defensive boards. That's a big athletic team. I found myself watching these shots and just knowing we had 4 guys in the paint defensively on most possessions, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do. Stay in defensive stance, shot goes up. You know, y'all kept people on the outside, and you have 4 people. Even guards rebounding is huge. Rick Pitino always said, man, when my guards come back to rebound, we're going to have the best teams. When Hersey and L, like, so that's what I'm saying. So don't take this as we open the show just, you know, firing off emotional, you know, rants and stuff like that. No, there was tons of good stuff. That's why people are pissed off. That's why but people are pissed and kind of excited, but kind of mad, but intrigued. You did intrigue, you know, like this. You intrigued everybody. What am I going to see next out of you? Are you, you know, like somebody asked me this morning, what do you expect tonight? Said, you can go one, you can bounce back huge, or you can start feeling sorry again. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be extreme. Either you're going to be really happy or really disappointed. And I guess that's like every game. But I don't think it's like close, hang in there. You show up or you don't. We'll know if the team beats us or if we beat ourselves, if that's a better way to put it, I guess. Keith, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I got a long bucket list of stuff I could get at. One, this is just not having a floor general, a true point guard. And I love Hersey Miller. He's doing the best he can. And I still think we should probably start him just to have an actual person who can run the ball and have L play off the, you know, the two. But we're getting nothing from the inside. And I think the Sidney Curry mystery and the whole Brandon is way better than he's playing. You know what I mean?
No, those first couple of possessions, he was physical. And then he went away.
I'm wondering what is going on in the psyche of the big guys. For one, like, they all are better than they're playing, in my opinion, unless I'm wrong. And just the whole dog, where is it? I just have never seen a team that gives up, you know, the way they do. Like, there's plays where the ball was just on the floor and they're watching it instead of going after it. You know, it's just, I don't know if that's a coaching situation or internal situation. You know what I mean? It's very frustrating. And I think we have to get that portal hard next year. We have to maximize the NIL. It's a new day. I know when Kenny was there at UK that there wasn't no NIL then, and there wasn't, you know, the things that are at our disposal. But it's a new day in recruiting, and we have to play that game. We've lost so many guys with that, you know. But I believe in Kenny Payne. I believe in his team. So right now, hopefully we'll turn it around. But we got to figure out what's going on with Sidney Curry. And last, I got to say this. Put Ree and Fabio in the game. Let them learn. You know what I mean? Give them some run. Let them learn on the fly. This is ridiculous. But go Card.
Listen, appreciate the call.
Fabio does need to play. Fabio. He needs to play.
I will say this.
I'm kind of over that.
There was one play Brandon didn't get on the ball. He didn't get on the floor. That one I was disappointed with. I didn't hear you that. Okay. The Kamari.
I wish we had a system where he could put it in there and it popped up. It'd be crazy. Like, if it worked like that, that would be high class technology.
What do you mean? You mean like like if we had a like a computer screen that would show who what
the
callers.
Names. If like he typed the names in, and it would be like, oh, okay, cool, you know. Like now he's gonna go nix that guy. Now he's gonna go overboard. Look,
right. He's over there.
He's writing Chris on the window.
He's over there working on.
I know
medleys for
Chris.
<It's> like, listen. The one, the L. Ellis, Kamari Lance, loose ball, that one, I understand that one.
Oh, sure,
like L,
sure.
L thought that ball's way out there, Kamari's got it.
Okay, but my thing is, if you have a culture of diving on the ball and stuff, then when it don't happen, I go, okay, there's probably a reason. But nobody's diving on the ball and trying to get, you know, then it's like, okay.
And listen,
then
we
I'm lumping
see
them all together.
Listen, we see it. We see it, and that's cool. Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Tremendous.
Yeah.
great. Sorry. Bad answer.
Great today. Hey, I didn't get to watch the game. I was working, but I was listening to Paul, man, last thing, Valvano, and listening. And the one thing that Valvano just kept saying over and over and over and over again. He was like, oh, my God, would you please stop dribbling the basketball with L? I didn't get to see it, but he must have said that, I know, probably anywhere from 7 to 10 times. Like, next thing you know, the shot clock's down to 10, and then they thought all of a sudden try to make one, you know, terrific pass instead of moving the ball around. And the games I was watching that I've seen before that I actually got to watch, I've seen that, and the one thing I noticed about this team, I think we got a little bit of talent. We were not the greatest in the world, but and I know we played guys that are smaller schools than us, and so they're really amped up for us. But the other teams move so much faster and actually have purpose, look like they have purpose, especially on offense when they're playing us. And our offense is so stagnant. It's so, I don't want to say blah, but, you know, the beginning of, you know, with Payne was saying the ball movement, but there's no ball movement. Now, I don't know if they just don't get the system yet or what the deal is. You know, I'm never going to give up on this team. You know, I'm the guy that thinks, man, we're still going to win. We're going to be okay and all that stuff. But the games that I have watched, there's a lot of – and I'm tired of, you know, hey, the ex-players or, you know, the max players. It doesn't matter. These guys, this is their livelihoods, and some of them want to try to play at the next level. If you can't reach deep down inside yourself, get yourself ready, motivated to play, then that's a them problem. It's not a coaching problem. But it just seems to me like the effort is good at some points, and then some points I think they just say, excuse my language, the hell with it. I'm done with it.
Listen, Chris, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Listen, inconsistent practices, inconsistent playing the game. That mean that part is listen, that's a growing team, though. Like that is a symbol, a sign of a you know, a young, immature, inexperienced, insecure team. Okay, like turnovers, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Oh, we had what, 22?
When you talk about, okay, if a guy gets to the basket and he jump stops and kind of gets in trouble, here's the thing, Steve. You've been on a basketball court. You know when you don't want the ball. Mm. You've seen that situation where you don't want the ball.
Mm. On a basketball court, I've been that guy. Football is like, give me the rock. Like, basketball, I'm like, I don't really want to take a slash.
Right. Okay. So
or it's a pivotal moment in the game. Yeah,
here's the thing.
Good.
Here's the thing. We start getting down, right? Mike James has the basketball. He's pivoting. He's holding the ball out. You obviously know he can't dribble that basketball. Mm-hmm. You know what you're doing? Sitting over in that corner waiting for somebody else to go get it from Mike James. Then maybe they'll swing it over here, and then I can just post up and get the ball right under the basket. They're not working for each other, but that is again, theme of the morning part is you're not even confident enough to go get the ball from him. You know, but that goes back to, I'm not going to be one they blame. I don't even want that ball.
Yeah.
If I get the ball, I want it right at the basket so I can just dunk it. Or I want the ball right open so I can get a three-pointer. But everybody else does the work.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you're not a team yet.
Well, I mean, the proof's in that. I mean, when you look at assists to turnovers, man. I mean, 22 turnovers to four assists.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Who's going to come run all the way over to come get the ball when L. Ellis has to stop and the pass isn't there? When Mike James stops and the pass is not there? When somebody's getting harassed, who's going to come get the basketball? Mm-hmm. And it's not – and listen, that has nothing to do with ball handlers. These are functional Division I athletes. J.J. Trainer, Kamari Lance, Jalen Withers, all those guys can handle a – can come receive a pass.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with dribbling. That has nothing to do – every single team, your other players have to come get the ball when you pick it up. But when the pressure's on, nobody wants to come – make the extra effort to come help get your man out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You want somebody else to go get it swung around so I can get a clean look.
Yeah.
Just
dribble and, I mean, and get open from the 3-point line and shoot it,
mm-hmm.
which is, I mean, everybody on our team can get that shot
mm-hmm.
because, for one, they're not going to press up on you if you're 4 feet behind the line. So, like, every time somebody like L. Ellis wants to get that 3-point, he can get it every time.
And at the beginning of the shot clock.
At some point, that's not a good shot.
Yeah, I say L. At the beginning of the shot clock, that's not a good shot because you can always get that. But here's the problem. Kenny Payne said that before the season even started,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
He said the shot early in the possession is not the shot that I want L. Ellis to take
mm-hmm.
early.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How are you all today?
Good. Good.
Hey, I watched as much of that game yesterday that I could stomach. I'm sure I'm speaking.
Did you enjoy the first 30 minutes?
Yeah, I was actually enthused about the first half.
Mm-hmm.
They showed some fight, but then they just kind of quit. And people are around in Louisville are educated basketball fans. They know quitting and laying down when they see it. So the question I have, I have two comments. One is I remember Bobby Knight would come out and talk about ass meets bench. And I think there's some players whose butts need to be sitting on the bench, whether they're good or bad. Sidney Curry, I don't know where he's gone, but, you know, if I were Kenny Payne and I knew I was going to get my butts blown, killed, I'd sit the whole team down and say, if we're going to get beat, we're going to get beat with people who are trying. Maybe not talented, but at least trying. And I think as a Cardinal fan, you'd at least appreciate that.
Mm.
Now, two, Kenny Payne, I don't know where the it's going to be. I mean, people are talking about he should be gone and all that. It's too early. But I do think we need to see something from this coaching staff that they're not tolerating the lack of effort, and that's really all I got to say.
Ass meets bench. Bench retains ass.
That will come eventually. Fan wants it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Coach knows. I need that Arkansas footage before I can bench you. I need to see that quit. I need to see that quit. I need to bring it to the film room. I need y'all to see what I see. Look at the way you fell on that. You know, look at how you were strong with the ball then. Look at the way this guy stands over you. You need that film to explain to them, hey, We've played some teams. We played some opponents. These things are habits you have. This is what you're inconsistent, mm-hmm. and this is what you're good at. Okay. Now, when I get to game 10, I know you know. We've had 10 games. good talent, inferior talent. We you know, and I'm just saying 10 games. I've given you a chance to play through this mistake multiple times.
Yeah.
Hey, you made a good move, Brandon. Turn around, jump hook. You missed it. You didn't take another shot. Mm-hmm. Or if you did, you took 1 3-pointer.
Yeah, I think you took 1 3.
Yep. So it's like, hey, at game 10, when you miss that shot, you know what I can say? Okay, he don't got it today. Mm-hmm. The minute you drop your head, the minute you pass up the next shot, now I can discipline you and we got history.
Yeah.
I can't just come to this team first, you know, first couple of games. All right, you screwed up, get out. Oh, you screwed up, get out, get out, get out, get out. Because it's like, you'll never get their trust. You'll never get their confidence. You'll never get, you won't have a shot at anything. If you say you enjoyed 30 minutes of that game and you saw some good fight 30 minutes of that game, you know, think about it. That's the total reverse of what we've been seeing. 30 minutes of, yeah, and good last 10 minutes.
10 minutes of something.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. So, would you sign up for that? I mean, the dunks put it in another realm, right? The dunking is what made it sick to your stomach, right? Mm-hmm. But if they just started playing bad after the 30-minute mark, just started playing bad basketball, you would say, okay. You would be able to focus more on the positive things and the good things you saw. But because it was dunks, because you're laying on the floor and the other three men, they didn't want to be the one to get blamed. I'm not going to chase down that guy and try to block him from behind and he gets the dunk. And it, and I'm in the thing, you know, but that's some crappy new stuff. Who is the guy over here? Nate, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm a big time Card fan. I love your show. I love the Cardinals. But like you said in the beginning of the show, it's time for some true for dare. The consequences got to be made. You cannot go out there and embarrass yourself, your team, and this city that way. We stand for a hell of a lot more, excuse me, than that. We have 3 national championships under our belt. I know that we are standing just as tall as any of the teams in this country as far as championships. And we deserve a lot better than that. And them players ain't representing U of L the way they should. I'm going to say it. People have been saying it. And somebody needs to fall. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. You fall like dive on the floor, right?
I'm not sure.
Did I say truth there?
Truth to consequences, I think. So I think it's time for consequences, what you're trying to say, which I do agree with.
Did you play truth, dare, double dare, promise to repeat?
Well, I played half of that. What was the truth, dare, double dare, promise to repeat?
What's I don't know that? About all that.
Yeah, that's what.
Dang, Clarksville. You guys go hard down there.
Quick commercial break, man. Thanks to Marcus Maven tonight through Not the Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano, the SportsCenter update brought to you by Corfage Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. Rough one for the Cards last night. Men, they fall in Maui to number 9, Arkansas, 80-54. Cards went into the half down only 8. Then they were outscored by almost 20 in the second half. Coach Kenny Payne, postgame, saying it truly was a tale of 2 halves.
Arkansas, they did a great job, very athletic, NBA athleticism, length, played with a lot of energy, felt like we played decent in the first half. Second half, they kept the pressure, they kept competing, they kept the energy, intensed it, and brought it more, and we phased out. I thought they out-competed us, they wanted it more, but that's what great teams do. There's a reason they're top 10 in the country, and they showed it.
U of L looks to bounce back in Maui against Texas Tech today. 1 p.m. we'll have coverage right here on 93.9 The Ville with tip-off scheduled for 2:30. Number 10, U of L women upset by San Diego State in the Bahamas last night, 65-55. Haley Van Lith with 26 in that one. They'll return home and host Longwood Friday. Bellarmine men, they fall to number 8 Duke, 74-57. They face Loyola Marymount Friday. More middays with Marcus Maven next. This is SportsCenter.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93-9 is the state.
Ready to start getting some dubs.
Or the text line, whatever. Let's get to the phone lines. Who we got up first? Harold, fire away, my man.
Hey, real quick, you know, I was listening to y'all yesterday, and I think you heard, I heard you say, you know, that Floyd Street was saying that we're not going to be in Maui for a while again. And it's hard for me to say, not to say, I see why. And that hurts. I can tolerate a lot of stuff but being embarrassed. You know, yes, they did play some good ball yesterday for a bit. Arkansas also missed some shots. I know that can be a good defense, right? If there's somebody that wants to take bad shots, you just sort of let them take it. But it felt like that could turn. But just seeing that lack of heart, that's not what I'm used to seeing in our jerseys. And I feel like, you know, sort of, how about this? I'll make it a bit bigger. The past sort of two seasons, last season, you know, that's what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll get behind. It's going to take a while to sort of work that out. But, you know, like some of the other callers say, we're going to have to start getting to that point a bit sooner rather than later. Because I hear you. I know you got to build trust. I get that. And I got this tape from last year, too, of you doing the same stuff for certain players that I can point to. So it just hurts. It just hurts, man. Because they took our soul from us yesterday. And that's what I can't stand.
I know.
That's what I can't stand.
I do
agree. Really, right?
I do agree with on sure. The point of, man.
Appreciate the call, Harold.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I do agree with them on, like.
Not like this.
Yeah, and you do couple, I mean, the last couple years, not being tournament teams and just. I mean, even though Carly Jones, that was a tournament team.
I agree.
Nick took away how many games from us, and it's like if we had played those games, we would have been. Oh, so we would have been fine. That was Freudian. Everybody would have been fine, and we could have played.
But no, I still got some spots to clear.
But it was just like, but yeah, it was. I do think that bleeds into it too, and it's like, gosh, man, I don't want to look like this. And I will say, I do believe next year's roster has to look different, personnel wise.
Yeah, somebody asked me a question. Yeah. I said, you got a whole season to work these kinks out and see what you look like.
Yeah,
you know, so that's why I'm not panicked, but I'm not next year roster conversation.
Yeah,
you know, like,
same.
I'm still in game to game improvement mode. I'm nowhere near big picture. Like, yeah. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, but it's still like, ugh. Come on, guys.
Speaking of. Ugh. Philly Carl, thanks for jumping us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, guys. You know, as a fan, yeah, this is difficult to watch. As a coach, it's got to be understood right now that these kids aren't Division I level, top 25 caliber talent. I mean, it's just, that's the reality of it all. And there's no magic wand that Coach Payne is going to be able to wave over these kids, and all of a sudden they're competing with the top 25, top 8. And as many minutes as some of our kids play, we're going to continue to see the turnovers and mistakes that we continuously make. It's not going to change this season. Now, I will do this. One of the kids coming in, Caleb Glenn, next year, he will compete no matter who is on that court.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Oh, well,
I think we lost
Nikki.
There.
That wasn't Philly Carl, Nikki.
Yeah, that wasn't Philly
Did
Carl.
Did you think that was Philly Carl?
Maven has to apologize to you, caller, because he said, yeah. Like, when we went to it, look, it said Philly Carl up there, and we were kind of messing
Philly
around.
Carl. I'm sorry. Yeah. I repeated that back. I apologize.
Oh, what is your name, sir?
Coach Carl.
I apologize.
I could really see how Philly Carl
and Coach Carl sound alike.
Sorry,
I felt
Coach.
So bad, sorry, Coach. Like, man, yeah. Marcus was like, oh, here, let's go to Carl. It's like, he was probably like, dude, what the heck?
You did not deserve that.
I mean, but the reality is, guys, we're going to struggle this season.
Yeah.
And
I do agree.
I told someone else this. The things that we're going to have to change. Number one, Coach Payne is going to have to embrace the NIL.
I'm on board
does.
With that.
But the narrative is a runaway.
No, it is, but Curtis Williams yesterday did not help that narrative. When Curtis Williams comes out and says, we talked about it, this one I will pivot on to an extent.
Okay.
Because when Curtis Williams comes out and says, hey, we didn't really talk about it, he said, don't worry about it. I'm not playing that game with you. I'll play a lot of games with the coach, but I'm not playing that one. So, yeah.
If we get smoked next year,
I'm not. That's not.
Kenny!
Coach Carl, appreciate the call, But no. I agree with you in when people just started shouting NIL. They're like, you don't give the kids anything.
Yeah, the first day.
The players are making a ton of NIL
right
now.
It was.
Hell, that may be the problem. If you want the honest truth.
We're one person we think it is.
Yeah, I know it is one probably. But like the rest of it, here's the thing though. When I do get the quote from Curtis Williams that says basically they told me not to worry about it, and I was like, well, yeah, and Curtis Williams was like, yeah, but I mean, I'm coming there to build something. I'm like, well, that's awesome. I loved hearing that.
Listen,
but I need to. I don't like that. Like that's one thing I would tell Coach.
I'm mindful of that narrative turning into a runaway narrative, though.
Yeah,
you know, like
you think it ran away before. Now you've got a recruit that said it.
So. Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, Marcus and Steve. How you guys doing today?
Good,
awesome.
Good, good. I'm just telling you, as you I had to shoot the breeze a minute with Nick, and we laughed. I was just going to comment briefly on. I was very impressed with Arkansas. Tremendous group of talent. They've got talent, and I got to throw a jab at the Blue Necks down the road. They're going to be in trouble. They got a team full of great athletes. Excellent. They got a real awesome. Nice team. They've got a real nice team. And as far as us, we did what we could do, but there's too much talent. We don't have enough talent yet. And I emphasize that yet. And the talent will come, and we'll be able to be on the same level and compete. But that's where we are right now. He told you from the very beginning what it was going to be, and I don't know why all these people are belly aching. The only thing that I see now, I don't always see maximum effort. That's kind of disturbing. You know, you the last 10 minutes of the game or whatever, when you know it's in doubt, then you pick up intensity and you start doing things that you should do from the very beginning.
If you believe in yourself.
If you put forth that maximum effort at the very beginning, you'll be in better shape, and you won't dig yourself in such a hole. And that's what they need to do. And I want the guys to keep their heads up, don't get discouraged. Better times are gonna come, but it seems rough. But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
You just got to be able to persevere and do what you need to do. That's what you got to do.
Well, that's exactly what you got to do. Wayne, I'm coming up on break, man. I appreciate that call.
Okay. All right, guys. You know I'm always listening. And at the end of the day, you know what we say, guys. Go Cards.
Go Cards. Facts. Listen, when I hear that recruit say, yeah, I wanted to go to Louisville, but they weren't talking about any NIL, then I'll say, okay. Okay, meeting time.
Oh,
have a meeting.
You gotta get some dudes, man.
93.9 DeVille.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.